and you're feeling lonely, and get him in a stew. Just bend your ear, come over here, and man, here's what you do. If you got the blues, I got some news. Join in the fun in your blues straight shoes. On the holiday rock, holiday rock, holiday, 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 holiday,
Right, well, my name's Terry Creasy, and I play the part of Gary in Heidi High in the pilot series, and in the pilot episode and the first series. It was absolutely fantastic, and I'll come back and tell you a little bit about just what happened in the series, but unfortunately, my parents live in Australia, and my father wasn't very well, and had open heart surgery, and I went back for that. And when David Croft and Jimmy Perry asked me to come back to do the second series and ongoing from there, unfortunately, I had to choose between a family situation and my career, and I had to choose my family, which meant that I didn't come back and do the rest of the series and the Royal Command performance and everything else. So, therefore, Chris, my replacement, they went to look for someone that looked like Terry, like me, to play the Gary part, and they picked Chris Andrews, who I've only met this week. I've seen him on, obviously, on Heidi High, and noticed how much he looks like me. But this week I met him, and I realised just how much we are alike. But my time at Heidi High was absolutely fantastic. I was cast through an agency called the Alander Agency, and I was the first yellow coat that was cast for Heidi High, and then the Webb twins came along. The first pilot series I remember, we filmed down in Dover Court, and we actually stayed in the camp, which was quite interesting because there were little chalets, and you know, you could hear what everyone was saying in the room beside you and all that sort of stuff. But we became very close because of that. We understood camp lifestyle. So for the first pilot series, it was amazing. It was very cold, and it was an amazing experience. For the first series, then we moved to the Cliff Hotel, where we are now having the reunion, which it was better, but it's not the best place in the world, but it's got a great view. And funnily enough, I'm back here now 29 and a half years later, and I'm in the same room, which is quite spooky. So for me, it was Heidi High was an amazing experience, and got to know some really strong friends like Sue Pollard and Paul Shane and the Webb twins and all of them really, but they were my mates in the series who I've stayed in contact with. I now look back and just see what I've missed out on, and I think, you know, if I hadn't made that choice, where would I be now, or what would I have done? Because I'm sure David and Jimmy had sort of plans for me in the series, and I just, you don't know where I would have ended up. But fate, you know, is an amazing thing, and my dad lived on to have many good years, and I built a good relationship with him, and I've been quite successful out of the industry. So, I don't know. It was a lot of people say to me, "How do I feel?" and all that. Yeah, I feel sad that I didn't do it. But the good thing was, 29 years later, I've walked in with these guys, and they've accepted me with open arms, and everyone's been great. And I know so much about Heidi High. I feel it's been a big part of my life. And I guess now I'm just looking forward to actually reading the book, and seeing what they've said about me, because I wouldn't have a clue what they've said. And all I know is there's some amazing photos in there of, you know, of me together with a lot of the different cast. And I remember, you know, all the people that have passed away, Felix and Di and the puppeteer and all those guys, and Simon Cadell, who I actually did for some Secret Army with before I did Heidi High. So I look back on that as well, and I just see the age of some of the cast now. I just hope that we're going to be able to have another one, because I was the youngest in the cast, and I guess I'm thankful for that, but a lot of them won't be around for a long time, so let's hope we can make 40 years, you know. And overall, it's been a lot of people said to me, was it worth the trip? It was worth the trip from the first 5 minutes I walked in here and I started seeing people, you know, you, Andrew and Tony and Joe and Robert and all that sort of stuff that kept in contact with me, that got me here. And it was worth it from the minute I walked in, and right now it was a great experience. And I'd put it up there with a lot of my great experiences in my life, and that included carrying the Olympic torch. So
yeah,
I guess that's Terry or Gary in a nutshell.
That's fine.
Is that all right?
That's fine. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Cheers.